thanks very much, and I'm very mindful that I'm the only thing standing between us all and lunch, so I'll try to be brief. But what a great story Kathy Horton has in these products, and it was really wonderful to hear about that. And you know, for me as a green guy, particularly the story about what the Ohio soybean growers were willing and able to do to enable her to get that certification from Home Depot. Right. So I'm going to talk a bit about our company and our work with bio-based products and why we are so excited about this bio-based certification program that USDA has developed. For those of you who may not be familiar with us, we're actually one of the leading brands in the natural household and personal care product space, been around for about 24 years now. At this point, we probably sell in the neighborhood of half of the natural laundry detergent in the U.S. We sell hand and auto dish products, spray cleaners of a wide variety of kinds, now wipes as well. We also sell a range of paper products, towels, facial tissues, bath tissues that are made with 100% recycled fiber content. We sell personal care products, baby care products, feminine care products, and now we're starting to get into personal care with a hand wash, which I'll talk more about later on. And you can find us not only in the sort of natural channel where we kind of grew up in the first decade or so of our life, but probably in 60-70% of the grocery stores in the U.S. We're in Target, we're in Walmart. So you know, we've certainly been a beneficiary of the trend toward natural products that a lot of consumers have driven in recent years, and we have always strived to be able to make products with a very high degree of plant-based content. Little bit about the company and sort of what our approach is and where it comes from. Our name actually comes from the great law of the Iroquois Confederacy, which stated in part, in our every deliberation, we must consider the impact of our decisions on the next seven generations. So that's where seventh generation comes from. And I don't know, everybody knows that the Iroquois was a confederacy of separate Indian nations that developed this great law, which actually served as one of the bases for our very own constitution. So a lot of the concepts that they developed have been used to great effect in our own society, and we certainly think that this concept of taking into account the impacts of your actions in all the far-reaching ways that they may have is something that we would all benefit from doing more of. So it means that, you know, it's an awareness. It's, you know, my title is this weird, you know, corporate consciousness director, and what it really refers to is being conscious of your decisions and your actions. And, you know, just like we want to try to be conscious consumers when we make purchasing decisions, we try to be a conscious manufacturer in the decisions that we make so that we are bringing to the store shelf products that help our consumers protect her family while she protects the planet, and to feel like she's being part of the solution at the same time because of the great care we take in the way that we formulate our products. One of the sort of implications of this idea of the seven generations is the precautionary principle, and that's really sort of one of the guiding principles we use as we formulate products. And the precautionary approach basically says that if your potential to do harm is great enough, even if you don't have all of the cause and effect completely sorted out, it's prudent to act with caution. And so the way we take that to heart is that rather than trying to do all kinds of risk assessments that you know, presume to understand how and where and when and to how much people may be exposed all through the supply chain from the beginning all the way through the use of our product and in disposal, if there's something that may be harmful, that we have reason to believe may be harmful, we're going to try to stay away from it. Now, despite that, just like everybody else here who makes products, we need to balance a variety of considerations to be a successful company. So not only are we focused on these health and environmental concerns, but we've got to make products that are efficacious, that do the job that our consumers buy them to do. We, over the years, have been able to find ways to formulate our products primarily from plant-based materials that are very, very close to the best-performing products in the categories, and in some cases are equal to or better than the best-known and the products that are considered to be best in their categories. These things can be done, and we also obviously have to strive to do them in a way that the economics make sense. We've got to be able to deliver products at a price point that people can afford, and we've obviously got to be profitable to stay in business, to be able to continue the work of the company, which is really not just making money, but really demonstrating a different kind of model for the way that successful businesses can operate. They talk a little bit more about our focus on protecting human health. Well, we do balance a lot of considerations as we make production decisions. There are areas where we just won't go, and so when we formulate our products, we specify ingredients that either separately or in combination are not going to exhibit either acute or chronic toxicity. Things that are not irritating, they're not sensitizing, which means they're not going to cause you to be sensitive to allergens or enhance the impacts of other toxic chemicals. They're not going to be carcinogenic, obviously, or any of the other sort of chronic issues that many consumers are very concerned about. With regard to broader environmental impacts, we stay away from VOCs, volatile organic compounds, which are components of indoor air pollution. Many people don't realize that indoor air is actually more polluted than outdoor air because of the kinds of household products and off-gassing from the things we surround ourselves by that are typically used. No phosphates that are going to be causing eutrophication problems, as Kathy alluded to, biodegradable. We don't use chlorine. We believe the chlorine-based chemistry is well, typically that is how some of the persistent and bioaccumulative compounds that people are most concerned with get formed. We ensure that we're not going to be causing problems in waterways. We're also really focused on sustainable sourcing, which is where the bio-based factor comes in and are striving to use plant-based materials. As Kathy alluded to, it is true that there are some agricultural practices that need to be improved, but we believe that the first step is using plants, not petroleum, and we can work from there on how to make our agricultural practices as sustainable as possible. You guys who are farmers, it's just like us. You got to balance a whole lot of things together. We get that, and we think that using bio-based ingredients is the way to go. Another area related to this that's very important to us is transparency. We were the first consumer household care products company to actually put all of the ingredients in our products on the label, which is actually, many people are surprised to learn that that's not required by law, as it is for personal care products. We do that in a way that we think really conveys in a clear way what's going on to consumers, so that's not just chemical names, but people understand what the things are in there for and where they're from. That brings me to come around to talking about the importance of this plant-based consumer label that USDA now has, and we're very proud that we have so far 13 of our products certified, and we'll be certifying the rest of our cleaning-based products as well. We live in an industry, the natural products industry, which is really in which the word natural is not actually defined. When consumers go to want to buy a natural product, they see it on a label, it actually doesn't mean anything. It's very, very difficult for consumers to figure out whether or not they're buying something which is truly natural. To us internally, we've always defined that primarily around the idea that it's plant-based materials rather than petroleum. But it's very difficult to communicate in that couple seconds you have when a consumer's looking on shelf. The advent of this seal is really a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to communicate the naturalness of our products. And because it allows for the percentage of plant-based material in a product, it allows consumers to see that kind of transparency and for us to differentiate ourselves by having a higher level of plant-based material than our competitors do. And so we're really looking forward to taking advantage of using this certification. And of course, it's based on sound science that is inarguable, it's objective, it's something that can be simply communicated. So I'll skip that other slide, but go right to one of the products that we've had certified. It's a new product for us. It's our hand wash. This was a product that we strived to make completely out of plant-based materials, and we succeeded with everything but the preservatives. You know, when you're making products from plant-based materials, you're basically making bacteria food, and so they have to be preserved. We've got to meet rigorous standards to ensure that the product, if it sits on the shelf for some period of time, is still going to perform the way that our consumers expect it to. And so we have chosen to use a package of preservatives that are synthetic because they work, but also because we've tested them against everything else we could find and are satisfied that in the quantities used, they're not going to be causing problems. So we're very proud of that new product. There's all the ingredients listed and everything, but the last few that are the preservatives are all plant-based. And it sits in a bottle that is all the plastic in it is recycled. It's an example of, our approach and the way that the new bio-based seal is really going to play a role in our marketing and being able to communicate our value to our consumers. So thanks very much for having me here. And I don't know, it seems like we're into lunch. I don't know whether it's time for questions, but if there is, I can take some.